It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. So happy to be here. What a beautiful day it is. Oh, it's just been a string of gorgeous dewdrop days here in Southern California. Just hot from the get-go, dry, mild, gorgeous. I spent the morning teaching me school, and I got a delivery of a bunch of new little Japanese fish to put in my little Zen pond right in front. So I was out there with them, getting them acclimated to the water in the sunshine. So I'm in a good frame of mind, and I really hope that you are too. Today we're talking about an idea that was really introduced to me by one of my coaches. Thank you, Jessica. I meet with my Me School coaches. They help me with my program and interact with all my students. And I meet with them every week as we talk about what's going on with everybody. And something she mentioned just made a little light bulb go ding, ding. And I said, I have to have a podcast about this. I have to. I call it your inner fix, right? There are things that we know to do for ourselves. We know them already, and yet we're not doing them. And I'm not even talking about flow dreaming, right? Flow dreaming is the ultimate fix. It's the ultimate get in there, tune up, create, develop, communicate. It's core to how we live and manifest, especially if we are committed to being creators in our lives, committed to up-leveling, committed to growth, you know, committed to just this mindset of, I'm going to see what I'm made of. I'm going to see what I can do with myself in this life, and I'm going to find all the things that prevent me from going all out, right? That's flow dreaming. But we also have other things that we do to soothe ourselves, to create emotional balance and peace. Some of these things, I mean, I'm thinking for me, my little koi pond out front, it's not koi because it's not big enough, but my little Japanese fish pond, my shabunkins are in there, and my ryukin, and I know I'm probably mispronouncing them all, but they create a feeling of peace in me. When I'm playing with them and feeding them and checking on them and even cleaning the darn pond, it's a kind of zen-like, zendic experience for me. When I'm gardening, planting my little, you know, squashes and tomatoes, I'm entering that place where I'm getting my inner fix. Yeah, I'm doing a so-called productive activity. I'm doing something around the house. Other people might think it's a chore. I know people in my family who think dishwashing is the inner fix. They love to dishwash, right? It's their disconnection time. It's the, I have to do this. It's my only excuse and away from everything else and the chaos in the family. Let me have my dishwashing time. Your inner fix is this innate knowing of what you need for your emotional health. And I think that's where this really comes to this episode. Your emotional health is not something you can just take for granted. And the mental self likes to squeeze and push and push and squeeze and push and yell and yammer and talk and squeeze and push. But your emotional self, your heart self, is the one who's really in charge of the show. It's the one who's saying, go in this direction in life, not that direction. Get closer to this person. Let go of that person. Have a baby, right? Your emotional self, your heart self, is making all the big decisions. Your mental self is saying, great, I'm going to carry those out. And when it gets really full of itself and really, you know, top heavy, that mental self, it will start to say, well, I make all the big decisions too. I do everything in this house. No. It's a team. The mental self does not make all the big decisions. The mental self offers the information it's collected. It offers the advice. It offers the resources. It catalogs. It looks to past experience and analyzes. But it's the heart self that says, this feels good for me, or this feels crummy. Avoid. When you're giving yourself an inner fix, you're speaking to your heart self. You're saying, I love you. I want you healthy. I want you well. And, you know, for me, I've been kind of giving my heart self a whole year, actually. Some of you've heard me say, I've been choosing characteristics that I want my flow to help me develop and encounter inside myself and inside my life, because what I do inside me always plays out outside me. So if I pick the very best things to develop inside me, then just by default, the rest of the world, the stuff around me, shapes itself up. And it shapes itself in the direction of good, good things. And I don't know what those things are. I don't have to know what those things are. My mental self can just kick back and say, the right stuff's going to show up. You know why? Because Summer's been working on getting beyond fear all year. Right? That was last year. And boy, did I get a challenge to get beyond fear. But I think I did pretty well with it. And the reason I think that is because I was motivated this year to make a new shift. And usually you're only motivated to make another shift if you feel like you've completed something. Now, my mental self has no way of evaluating, did I really get beyond fear? It's my heart self, my emotional self, that keeps saying, you're not stressed out about things that used to stress you out. You're not as afraid of things as you used to be. You take better and more good risks. You give yourself to people more. You receive from, there's less barriers thrown up between you and others and you and the world and even you and what you ask for. All those little fear walls have shattered. This is why this year I'm looking at balance, right? Balance is my emotional health. Balance is me saying, I have to go take my inner fix now. I have to do these things for myself. I actually have post-its in front of me right now, stuck on my computer, reminding me of the things that I want to constantly factor into my life. I have yoga written down, acupuncture written down. I have my strength training written down, my massage written down. Oh, foot rubs. Looks like I scribbled that at the bottom. There's a foot rub place in town I need to go to. Right? There's a few other programs that I want to get involved with and go and just be a participant in someone else's program, right? Allow myself to be refreshed. Teacher's got to have her well filled up as well. These are all part of my inner fix. But I have others that are even easier for me to reach, ones that I can do just in the middle of any day that help me cultivate this emotional balance, right? You know, for me, that it's like I already mentioned, my strength training, my gardening, my little fishies. What about funny movies? Taking walks, just taking walks around my neighborhood. Phone calls with mom or dad. I mean, and I'm just, there's so many. Volunteering. Do you grow orchids? When was the last time you picked up your crochet? How about Sudoku? What about your meditation? How about your painting? All of these. Now, when you say these things, you're like, ah, those are just hobbies. Those are just things you do to fill in the cracks of time you have available in the rest of your life. That is what I want to shift in you. These are not things that fill up the cracks of time. These are important elements that you have to factor time for. If you always treat them like things that you just fill up the excess nooks and crannies with, you will never get to them. They will always be at the bottom of your list. We often look at things like this as luxuries in our life. If I have free time, I'm so exhausted, all I do is watch TV. Right? Really, if you've built your life like that, then you are sacrificing your emotional health. When you sacrifice your emotional health, a cascade happens. Your body begins to protest. You go into lack thinking quicker, much easier. You lose focus in your life, where you're going, what you want. You end up in a routine. It's just a cascade. It's dominoes. If you're so busy that all you want to do is just watch TV at the end of your day, then you don't have an inner fix happening for yourself. You've withdrawn it. You've decided that it's a luxury that you can't have. Until when? When? This is when we come up with all kinds of stuff. Well, you know, as soon as I finish, you know, studying for this test, as soon as I retire, as soon as I get this house sold, as soon as I get my daughter up and off to college, as soon as I take care of my mom's health thing, as soon as, oh, you know what? These as soon as things, they travel through our lives constantly. There's like a traffic jam of those things in our lives. There is no as soon as, and then we're done, and then we have wide open spaces. Come on. I mean, look at this. Look at yourself right now. Every time you finish and as soon as, we breathe for a little bit and then something else comes in. What I'm suggesting instead is that you restructure your life so that, yeah, I'm always taking care of those things. It's like saying my car will never break down. My refrigerator will never leak. I did a show a couple of weeks ago about how I keep my house up. I maintain my house. It's the same idea. You create space for your inner fix. Your inner fix is not a luxury. And when you sacrifice it, that's what you're doing. You're sacrificing it. You're sacrificing your painting. You're sacrificing that art class you want to take. You're sacrificing those weekends playing golf or playing tennis, which you haven't done in 20 years. You're sacrificing. Why? Who are you sacrificing this for? It's a great question. And then you realize, well, nobody. Just other things are more important. Just surviving was more important. I want you to relook at that. You can survive without that sacrifice. You know why? Because the so-called sacrifice, nobody's really benefiting from it. No one. Nobody. And you'll say, yeah, but you know, Summer, I can't go to the gym because I have to take my kids, you know, horseback riding, and I can't afford the gym, or I don't have the time because then I have the baseball team that I have to get them to. And so I'm sacrificing for my kids. I urge you to look at that again. Let's say you keep sacrificing for your kids. Let's say you only sacrifice for your kids. Let's say looking back, your kids are getting more of their needs met than you're getting your needs met. You're not getting your inner fix. Your emotional health is getting out of whack, and you're flow dreaming because you're trying to prop things up, right? You're trying to do an emergency correction. Why not look at a long-term correction? If you sacrifice all of yourself, that domino cascade's going to happen, and you're going to end up on a decline. I'm not saying this to put scary thoughts in your head. I'm saying this because I know this and I've seen this. And you don't need to sacrifice those things that feed you, that pleasure you. You don't need to sacrifice them. Now, this show, I realize it doesn't apply to everybody. I know some of you guys, all you do is your inner fix. You're like, I'm going to travel, and then I'm going to do some organic gardening on this community farm, and then I'm going to, you know, take some, you know, workshops, and then I'm going to, you know, and it's like, you need to do the opposite. You're using your inner fix as a kind of way of avoiding getting deeper in your life. But that's a whole different show. And you know if you're that person. More of us sacrifice. Now, what you feel, what you give to yourself is what you receive. This is the crux of this. If you're set on a sacrificial bent, if that is what your flow hears, and then you start asking flow, why don't you give me more? Why don't I have more money? Why don't I have more prosperity? Why don't I have more abundance? Can you see the conflict going on? You are in a sacrificial pattern. You don't even give to yourself. How do you think flow is going to give to you? Flow says, no, you sacrifice all that. You sacrifice your abundance. You sacrifice your income. You sacrifice your time. You never have enough time. You don't even have enough time to, you know, take that walk in the morning. And when you say you're going to do it and then you don't do it because your day got too full, you're sacrificing the most important things that light up your heart. And that is what you are telling us. That you intend to sacrifice the most important things that light up your heart. And then you come and flow dream and you ask for important things to light up your heart. Do you know how confusing this is? Imagine if your flow is your partner right now, shaking his or her head saying, I just don't know what to give you. I mean, I do this and it's wrong. And then I do that and it's wrong. And then you say you want this and then you act like you want that. Don't be unclear with the universe, right? Don't be unclear. You model it. You be the example. One of my beautiful employees, Alexa, was over the other day in my home office, and she looked at my goals I have taped up on my wall, my goals for how I build my business. And I didn't even remember they were up there, but I'm like, okay, well, sure, I guess everybody's reading these. I didn't even think that it should be private. What do I have written? More free time to develop a flexible life. To have more vacations and travel with my family. How the heck does that relate to business? Well, I know what I'm building for. That's exactly what I'm building for. Right? Not just the obvious to communicate my message, to give to the world. Because for me, I do that so naturally that it becomes a sacrifice if I'm not careful. Right? Because that's all I end up doing. Giving to my students, giving to my clients, giving to this podcast, giving to on, you know, just constant. So my inner fix is those things that I need for me. I had to write those down. I had to spell those out. What are your goals for your career? Right? What do you do that calms you? What are you working for? What are you working to open up more areas in your life for, more time for? You know what? Write those down. Go ahead. Do it right now. Just take this out of all being in your head, flowing through your head. Get it right into your heart and then have it come right out of that pen in your hand. What do I do that calms me and feeds me? This is really important. It feeds me. What feeds your emotional health? All right. Now, flow dreaming feeds a lot of my emotional health. It is the counterweight to the craziness of the world. But there's more than just that. And you already know what it is. Here's the thing. I don't want you to look for anything. I don't want you to think up anything new that can't be on your list. Take it off. If it's something new, take it off your list. What feeds you has to be something you already know works, that you've already done in the past that's felt so good. That's what feeds you. Now, take it to the next step. When are you doing this next? When are you doing it next? And I want to see you write down tonight, this afternoon, tomorrow morning. Put it on paper. Make a plan around it. Now, what are you doing here in flow? You're actualizing something, right? You're creating a new intention. You are birthing this kind of co-creation with your flow, which is to say, I don't sacrifice this. I'm worthy of this. Nothing is more important than my emotional health. I already know what feeds me. Damn it, I need to be fed. And I'm doing it. Can you be more clear with the universe? Not really. Flow says great. And surprise, surprise. What if you get as a result something that was even better than you thought? That flow has been wanting to drop into your life, into your mind, into your existence. So if you've been very caught up on this, filling all my time with survival stuff, not doing those things that feed me. All right. Think about that. And we're going to go to a real quick break. When we get back, looks like I think I'm going to be taking some calls. Oh, yes, I am. Lots of good calls. And then we're going to go do a flow dream here toward the end where we get down and yummy with our emotional health. And we commit to opening up that space for those things that feed us right after this. Hey, it's summer again, and yes, we're on break, but I wanted to share some important stuff with you about the hugely amazing and gorgeous Me School of Flow. Right now, it's either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. This means that I'm accepting students that I work with personally over the year ahead. And I teach you to do what I do, how to think how I think, how to work with flow, manifest, create, and use the universe the way it's meant to be used. You're going to create amazing things using flow. You'll also open and expand your empathic intuition. After doing this for a number of years, I can tell you, Me Schoolers make strides and hit goals way beyond what they think they're going to be able to do going in, over and over. You don't have to be a superstar going in, because that's what we're going to turn you into once you get there. If you're ready to go big, if you know you need to deepen your spiritual practice and your personal growth, then this is where you need to be. Your life, after all, only grows as big as you do. So Me School is online. That means you'll connect with me from all over the world. What to do next? Click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com. You'll see an area that talks about Me School. During enrollment, you can set up a free 20-minute call with me. And during waitlist times, I invite you to send me a note telling me about your interest. Okay, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. That's right. Here we are coming back to flow dreaming. Let's take some calls now. What we're going to do is I'm going to do a couple of different things depending on what the question is and what I'm sort of guided to do. When I look at flow, when I read flow, I recognize, you know, flow is an energy that permeates everything that we're made of. Everything is made of this energy. Everything has a direction. Everything has a growth arc. When I'm looking at a person and I'm looking at their consciousness, I'm looking at their soul, you could call it, I'm reading where they're at, where they've been, and potentially where they're going. And then I'm either going to make an energy correction saying, you know, this needs to be adjusted. This is not going where you want it to go. Do you want to fix this with me? Or I'm looking at them and I'm saying, I'm going to read some information here that I think you need to know. And this information is in the form of someone else, right? It's someone else's consciousness. It's someone else's mind. You know, in the flow philosophy, especially if you're new to this and flow dreaming and what the whole darn thing is, flow is a kind of everything. It's just everything. You can read to it. You can write from it. You can create with it. You can receive information, receive intuitive information from it. It's all the same stuff. It's just that we all use it in different ways for what we need. this philosophy brings together so many other philosophies underneath its umbrella, right? Medical intuition fits in there. Mediumship fits within it. Energy healing practices fit within it. Reading the past, reading the future fits within it. It all makes sense once you start understanding this world through the concept of flow. So, I just got off on a little rampage there. Let's go to, it looks like Lindsay, Toronto. Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you, Summer?
I'm wonderful.
Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Yeah.
Sorry. Came up a little different on my screen, so.
No worry. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for being one of my teachers.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being one of my students. Love, Bess. Mwah, mwah. Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you could look into my energy.
Okay.
I'm trying, if you have any suggestions on how to shift my energy to create more of a desired career position for me and a living situation as well, too. It's been a long process for me, but mm-hmm. I feel things are going to be happening all at once.
Okay, so what do you want to shift toward? What's this career? What's the living? Give me an idea of what would make you feel pleased and happy.
Oh, long-term employment where I can get up every morning and I'm happy to go to work and I feel that I'm contributing to the world and I'm valued and respected and I just have an overwhelming excitement with the exchanges at work and it just fills me up.
Mm. And do you care about the industry as long as you get those emotional needs met?
I'm open to learning anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love it.
And then with my living situation, a beautiful modern home where I can just have roots and feel safe and secure and just invest in my lifestyle that I desire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So you've done a great job so far. And the way I know this is that you've described to me the emotional endpoints of your job very well.
Okay.
You have been less specific than most people, which is wonderful.
I've been doing lots of work.
Yeah. Yes. Instead of saying, well, I can only work for, airlines or I can only work for, or I'm limited by.
No.
Right? We don't want to say to flow what we're limited by.
No.
So I love my work. It is bountiful. I'm growing. I'm learning. Someone sees my potential and taps me. They tap me. And I just grow into a space and they're excited and happy. I'm excited and happy. The company is. And I just feel like, God, I could stay here for years. Because it's always fresh. It's always changing. It's always fulfilling. I love this. I really love this. Right? So we're gearing up. All I'm doing right now is telling you, you're on the right track. And I'm kind of heightening. I'm like, you can feel it like, reek, 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 like I'm winding up and making this energy even stronger.
I've been working with a 68-second affirmation.
Great.
As well, too.
Okay. As well as flow dreaming.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
Yes.
So
yes.
We go to your house and what we're saying is the same thing.
Right.
Look, Flo, I want to put down some roots. I want to put down roots in a house and in a job. Both of these things are often tied together because the kind of job I have tells me what kind of house I can afford. The job I have tells me where I need to live. And you know what? I am so dang free right now that I can afford to shift both. And I'm stepping into that. It's like I want you to have this feeling inside you of like you're stepping off a cliff.
Yes, that's what I've been visualizing, that I'm about to go off the cliff there. I'm walking
there you go.
A tightrope, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I see. And I want you to get that feeling in your stomach when you're not sure if you're going to find something for your foot to step on.
Yeah.
But then it's like, boom, there it is. It's there. It's the same feeling that when you're lifting the milk out of the fridge and it's empty and you don't expect it to be and you kind of overcompensate and it goes flying. You ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's that same sensation. And that's what you're saying to Flo. Boy, I am just giving myself to this. I'm so expecting it that when it turns out different and bam, my feet slam down into something strong and steady and firm, I go, wow, wow. Okay, I want that energy up inside of you.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a hard thing. I think you're asking for something that's such an up-leveling for you that your flow is really working to put it together.
The only thing
and you've
is,
just got to let it go.
Yeah, the only thing is that that's a little bit of an obstacle right now for me is it's been a long process, and I've got a little bit of a stopwatch going.
Okay, so you're going to run out of money in a couple of months.
Yeah, and I have to move soon.
And I have to move soon.
It's not tomorrow, you know, and you know, it's not tomorrow, it's not next week, so I'm okay, you know what I mean?
Right.
I believe in divine timing and everything, and mm-hmm. I've been working really hard.
Yeah, flow, damn it, do it on my timeline.
Well, it hasn't been on my timeline at all, this process.
I know. Isn't that frustrating? So, usually when we're coming to this kind of scary end point,
yes.
We either got started late, we coasted for a long time without a lot of clarity.
Right.
In other words, we were using up resources when we should have been really digging in.
Okay.
So we kind of lead ourselves to this panic point because of what happened months and months and months ago. And unfortunately, right. It's like a ball that you threw months ago. It's going to land, right?
Yeah.
It was set in motion. So you have to take corrective measures. And sometimes the corrective measures are temporary things. Okay, I'm going to adjust here and then I'm going to adjust there.
Okay.
Right? It may not be an exact, you know, A to B, totally, you know, completely got there. Maybe A to A.1, A.2, A.3, there, finally, here comes B.
Right.
Right? So again, yes, you have this coming up for you. Put that into flow too.
Okay.
Hey, I have to make some adjustments. Allow me to flow through these. Allow these temporary things to shape up for me. Hey, maybe it's even what flow needs me to do to reach that final point it's asking for. I don't know the path,
but
I trust it. And here's the thing. You have to show up for it. 100%. If someone gives you an opportunity, you show up. You're all over it. You don't, I don't know, and I'll call tomorrow, and right? You have to be all over it at this point.
Okay.
Give your flow a lot to work with. And that doesn't mean don't say no. Sometimes you do have to make a decisive no.
It has to feel good, though, too. If it doesn't feel good, Summer, I can't do it.
Yep.
I'm so in tune that way now.
Yeah. So you're really carving a new channel for yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes carving a channel for yourself, you know, it takes some courage and it takes some risk. And you're doing it and you're feeling what that's like. I have no doubt that a year from now, you know, you'll call me back and you'll say, guess what? You know, I love this job, or guess what? I'm in this amazing place. It will happen.
Yeah.
All right, Linda, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We'll talk soon.
You're so filled with good energy. Okay. Bye, my dear.
Bye.
How about it looks like Ruth in Fresno, a Cali girl. Hey, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so excited because you know what? I've been kind of listening in the shadows or whatever for months and months and decided I need to call in, and I knew I would get in, and I did.
Aw. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I'll get into it quick because I know you're always limited on time. I am a single mom, and I got, you know, pregnant early, so I have a wonderful son, and I've always, you know, been responsible for taking care of him, and I've never known what I wanted to do. I have always just kind of taken what I could get to make ends meet, mm-hmm. but I've never had that, I know what I want to do, I have direction, and I've just kind of bounced around from crummy job to crummy job, just never knowing, you know, and I'm in another job, but, you know, yeah, it's kind of sort of paying the bills, and I have to work two jobs, and I'm just, you know, I'm 37 now. I'm really tired of that, and I'm ready to up-level. I want to go huge. I have been flow dreaming. I've been meditating. I have had enormous personal growth over the last year, and yesterday, out of nowhere, I decided to put in my two-week notice at my job, and I don't have another job lined up.
Wow.
There you go, universe. See, I'm ready.
I love it. This is the bold risk takers show today.
Yeah, I know. I heard the lady before me. I was like, good for her.
Lynn and Ruth, you ladies are on the same boat here. Okay. Yeah. So, first of all, waiting for the magic thing to drop in and say, this is my life's purpose. This can be a good thing for some people and a bad thing for other people. It's a good thing if it impels you to look and search and stay hungry and try a lot of things and just like keep biting into life, right? It's a bad thing if it continuously makes you feel like I'm not good enough. Everyone else has it but me. I will never get it. Life isn't giving me. Then it becomes a giant power leak in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need to figure out first where you are on that spectrum. You might be a little of both. Okay?
I think I'm more towards the negative, more like I'm just kind of burnt out. I just really want to figure out what it is already, and I have so many interests and so many talents, and when people meet me, they'll be just, oh, wow, you know, you'd be really great at such and such. You know, not having a formal degree and all that, I feel like that holds me back.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm really putting a lot of faith and trust in the universe, but I've got 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm like, all right, hey, I'm bringing it up to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know my perfect path, but I know you know. And I'm just trusting that you'll open up doors and you'll create situations for me that will light my path and I can take it one step at a time. I don't need to see the whole thing at once, but just give me the next step, you know? And this was just yesterday, so I'm like, ooh. So I'm just kind of hoping maybe you could look into my flow and see, you know, am I on the right path, or was that kind of a jump the gun there?
So funny, you know, you're talking about your next step. That's been the theme with my personal mastery group, the next step and our no ceilings plan. And you're like right in there doing the same thing on your own, just like flapping in the wind like a little bird way off in the distance from the rest of the flock here. So I would challenge you to do this. All right. Instead of flowing that the beautiful, best, amazing thing pops into your life in the next few weeks and changes everything, right? Because that's setting up pressure. It's setting up enormous pressure inside yourself. It's setting yourself up like it's got to happen again. It's got to happen on this timeline. It's got to be the, you know, it's like saying Mr. Right has to walk into my life in the next 2 months or I'm just giving up, right? That's like, wow, okay. Can we maybe be a little more gentle with this instead?
Yeah.
The more gentle way is to say, whatever I end up doing next, I'm going to kind of take a little note from the Buddhists here. I'm going to get mindful about it. And I'm going to look at this job and I'm going to say, this job is going to be extremely fulfilling for me. I'm going to feel either like I am freaking amazing at it or like I absolutely love doing it, even if I'm not amazing at it, or my employers completely love me. But there's a feeling state that I want to get out of this job. That's what I'm going for. And maybe it's financial abundance. Maybe it's like absolute love, like I just said, but I want to experience what it's like to be working where I feel just tremendously happy every day. And it may not be the career, like I'll say, you know, it could be anything that could fulfill that for me. I don't know what that is. And I'm going to stop for the moment trying to figure that piece out. Instead, I'm going to figure out how I feel in the job that will come up. I may become a bus driver. I may run a circus. I may become a stockbroker. I may, you know, it's like anything could come up.
Yeah.
We don't know. The other thing I want
open.
You to do.
I'm so open.
Yes.
I put that in. I said, you know what? Whatever it is you have, bring it on. I'm ready.
Erase this feeling that you're not qualified. We don't want that going out into flow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And not qualified means I don't have a degree for it or I haven't done this before. You don't need to presume to know what other people are looking for. If you do, you're going to find those people who are looking for degrees, who will say you're unqualified, because that's the people now that you're aligning to.
Gotcha.
Okay. I have never used my college degree. Well, actually, no, I really haven't. Come to think of it. You know?
Yeah.
I really haven't. And no one's ever asked about it. Ironic.
Wow.
Never. Yeah. And I kicked butt in college. I did amazing in college. Ended up being totally worthless to me. So release,
I've heard that a lot.
release that about yourself. That's an insecurity that will attract people who are looking for that because it's inside of you.
All right.
Okay. So your next steps, look around when you feel impelled, when you're, I'm looking at you right now in flow. When you are looking online, just find yourself clicking on jobs that you're like, that's crazy. I didn't ever think about being a producer for A&E before, but maybe I'll be a TV, you know, working TV now. I don't know. I want you to just start clicking things and looking into them.
Okay.
And I want you to go with your feelings. Go, if you've already practiced trust this much, go for it even more. Practice it even bigger. Okay?
Okay. Great. I will do that. I'm so excited.
All right, Ruth. You take care. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. It's funny. You know, I could have looked and seen what I thought she was doing, but I really just wanted to inspire her and motivate her. I also sometimes don't want to look ahead and see what I think someone will end up doing, because instead of being wide open then, now they're pigeonholing themselves. Well, Summer said I was going to be working in this area, therefore I'm only going to look in that area and not look at anything else. Do you see how sometimes having a taste or a glimpse of the most likely or probable thing immediately shuts down all of the opportunities for the other stuff? Because you start aligning to it? I don't want to have that happen. I want all of her doors to stay open. Okay. Karina, you're calling from Brooklyn, Michigan. Hey, how are you, Karina?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
So,
well, my call is very similar to the first two.
My goodness, what a day. I love it. Love it.
I 3 months ago, I was relieved of my duties of my career that I had been in for 12 and a half years and very devastated.
Good.
And
I'm said
just
good.
Trying to figure out, I've been doing this slow dream for career and then one for this or something better.
Yeah.
And I start going along and I'll feel good, like, okay, things are flowing and things are going to happen. And then I don't know what happens. I get a real, what I call the ucky feeling, and then I drag myself down and I get pick myself back up. And so I just wondered if you had any guidance for helping me get through those periods and just stay positive and know that this happened for a reason.
Yeah, I want you to do first is I want you to do some healing around that career.
Okay.
You know, people don't realize that being fired or being laid off is like being divorced. It creates it creates trauma. It messes with our expectations. Things that we believe to be fair are no longer fair. It can break our trust with the universe. Can break our trust in ourselves. I did a show, an episode called Career PTSD, and I want you to listen to it. Look it up in my archives. All right.
Okay.
It will help. But you want to heal and flesh out that career. If whenever you stop aligning to a place, right, which is what happened, you will get booted out and you will either leave on your own or you will stay to the bitter end to the point where you get let go of.
Okay.
Because it's, you're just no longer in alignment. And even if you say, but I wanted to stay in alignment. No, you didn't. Something else in you said, go bigger. Step out of this. That became easy. That became a no-brainer. That became really difficult. Sometimes we stay in careers because they become such a challenge that we prove to ourselves our worth by being able to handle it.
Right.
And that's not something you want to prove.
That is so true what happened.
Yeah. That's not what your worth is based on, your ability to handle a bunch of crap.
Okay.
Okay. Your new worth is going to be based on what you actually give and do.
Okay.
So you're going to walk into this next scenario where you're either employed or maybe even self-employed. Have you thought about that, being self-employed?
I have an opportunity to be somewhat self-employed, but it doesn't feel right. And I start doing some training and work in that area. And there are some things that came up to me that were maybe signs of, oh, back up, this isn't where you should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually from another person that, you know, kind of was questioning. So, you know,
well,
I'm open to anything. It's just as long as, like the others said, you know, you feel fulfilled and you get up and you look forward to your life and your day.
Yeah. But let's talk about that other part, that fear that comes up. Mm-hmm. Am I good enough? Will anybody want me? Will I get a job as good as that again? Right? Those are all things that bubble through us. As if somehow we were, you know, like we had the peak in our lives and we'll never reach that point again.
Correct.
Right. That's something really you need to look at if that's what you're communicating to Flo. I already peaked. That was it. It's all downhill from here. And when you have that fear inside of you, that's what you're saying to Flo. And, you know, to reverse that, it really takes a kind of conscious emotional practice. I didn't peak in my life. That was just one more step up this mountain. I have not reached the top yet. And I'm on my way. And I had to get booted out of that rest area so I could continue my climb. I haven't reached the peak yet. And I feel and I know that to be so true in myself. Because I'm that strong and I'm that powerful. And I'm that good at what I do. And whatever reasons I was given for letting go, I completely unravel and heal those. I do not bring those forward with me. Right? That's your job right now. And as soon as you start to really just clean up that mess, I think getting that next position is going to be a lot easier for you. Right now, it's like you're showing up at the doorstep of your next job with all of your, you know, your underpants hanging out of your suitcases.
Right. Right.
You know, it doesn't look very good.
Are there other flow dreams I should be doing to help me with that than the career and this or something better?
Yeah, I would do deep inner healing.
Okay.
Look up, I've got some playlists that surround inner healing, releasing and letting go, reclaim my power. Look for those kind of playlists. Wondrous change and transition. That's another good one.
Okay.
Right? And it actually helps you understand that change and transition is a purposeful state of being in flow. Flow does this on purpose. It's not just something you have to weather through on accident. It's a condition. It's a space where certain things are supposed to be created in. That's what you've been gifted, right? So you're going to use it.
Okay. How will I know? How will I know when, like, I'll just feel better and I'll just know when I'm through this and healed?
Yeah. So you're going to know it's a gradual feeling, right? It's a feeling inside where one day you say, you know what? I don't really worry about that job anymore. I don't even think about that job anymore. I don't care about that old job anymore. Those people were totally wrong. They were crazy.
Okay.
And I have no attachment whatsoever.
Okay.
Like when you reach that point, you're healed. I have no attachment at all. In fact, I'm grateful I was let go. God, I'm so grateful I was let go. That's where you want to go. And you want to say to your Flo, Flo, help me reach that point where I can say, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you let me go. I had to go through this experience myself. I know exactly what you're feeling. And I had to reach that point myself.
Okay.
And when I did that, everything just took off in my life.
Okay.
Because I accepted. I fully accepted. All right. I'm going to let you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep. You got some work to get to, my dear. Thank you for your call today.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have a quick breaky break. When we get back, I'll be doing a flow dream with all of you. So stay with me right after this. Here we are on a quick break, and I have a few suggestions for you. First of all, if you're wondering how to flow dream or what flow dreaming really is, I have a free gift bag of downloads for you on my website right now. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email. That's it. You'll get the downloads right then, instantly. And they're a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream. And I give you a free flow dream to start with. This saves me from reteaching the basics over and over again on this show. And it gives you the first step toward a freaking awesome life. You're going to find these downloads on my homepage right now. So pop in your email and I'll send them right over to you. Next, my manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com is what underwrites this entire show. It brings it to you free every week, and it has for the last 10 years, which is saying quite a lot. And what's there? Amazing playlists on all kinds of topics. MP3s, flow dreams that end fear, that get you unstuck, that can get you to your perfect career, that can get you out of debt, help you find your soulmate, so much more. These playlists are incredibly powerful, highly effective. My inbox is full every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who've received eye-popping bonuses, who've reduced massive amounts of pain or healed themselves in so many different ways. So please go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to pick up and start using to change your life with. Okay, back to the program. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Are you guys ready to go into flow? What good energy we had on today's episode, right? Three women all on the brink of big transformation. Three women who were either voluntarily saying, I'm just going to go and do this. I quit. A woman who said, I didn't want to quit. I was kicking and screaming, but here I am. And someone else who says, I've been looking and now I'm at the end. There are three different spots, three different aspects or angles. But can you feel that the same energy in all of them? What's next for me, Flo? I don't know why this happened, but I accept that it happened. And I know that it happened because I need to move into something else. Because I have been saying to you, I want to feel love. I want to feel achievement. I want to feel joy. I want to feel all of these things. And you had to make things change in my life so that I could get there. I accept that. And because I trust you and I know that you've already done that for me, I trust you with the next step as well, which is to fill that hole. Why do we trust the universe to take things away from us, but not trust the universe to fill it back up again? Isn't that funny? That's a variation of lack thinking. So let's get into our flow dream. It was going to be about letting yourself have that good inner fix. Do that thing that makes you feel good. But in light of what we've been talking about with our calls, I have no idea where the flow is going to go because I don't write these ahead of time. They just happen based on all of your energy. So eyes closed with me. Nice deep breath. Oh, go on, yawn. Oh, let all the tension out of your body. Relax your jaw. Relax your brow. Releasing into flow. You're going to daydream. Just go on, daydream, let go. Pretend we're reading a book. Oh, you've got a book in your hands. Oh, you've been waiting for this book. It's by one of your favorite authors. Every time you read one of these, you just get so absorbed. You're lost in it. The characters are so interesting. You love how things work out. You love this book. It's your favorite book in the whole world. It's so engrossing. Do you see this book in your hands? It's the book of your life. It's the book of you. You're that person. You are so fascinating. You're so engrossing. You're so thrilling. What's going to happen next? She quit her job. She's looking for a job. She's got a great job. What's going to happen next? She's tired. She hasn't been singing. She hasn't been on her sailboat. He hasn't been running or cycling. What's going on? Flip forward the pages of that book. What happens when this person, you, adds these things in? What happens? Ooh, we get to a good spot. You know that good spot? You feel that really good spot where it gets really juicy. Oh, it's turning into a romance. That good feeling. This is a good feeling about my life, about myself. I need that. I deserve that. I need to be doing these things that make me feel good. I need to be taking these risks that make me feel good. I need to be taking these chances. I need to be consciously opening, sculpting time in my life for the stuff that makes me feel good. Go bigger good or soothing and relaxing good. As long as it makes me feel good, that's what I'm going for. It's got to make me feel good. That's what I'm looking for. Oh, flow. And I'm feeling, what's that like? I feel it right now. I'm in my flow and it's like I'm just being nudged forward on a current. Nudge, nudge. Oh, maybe I'm even rocking a little. Nudge, nudge. I feel my life. It's flowing forward right now. I'm moving through time. Here I go. And now I'm doing one of those things that makes me feel so good. What am I doing? What feels so good? That's nice. I do more of that. I stay in that feeling. Committed to it. Even now. As I find myself returning from flow, and I open my eyes. Well, that was a funny little journey. I had to wrap it up quick. I didn't realize it took longer than I thought. Okay, my love to you all. I'll see you all next week for more Flow Dreaming. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up live on iTunes if you're listening via podcast. Her show is really good. It's really funny. And she reads people's minds and futures and talks to dead people for real. It's called The Dear Venus Show on iTunes.